Good morning. Yes, it is still morning, 11:33 precisely to be 17 minutes, 17 seconds for the first mile, bopping along to Pandora this morning. Yeah, I'm a little late getting out, but I'm out. That's the important part. Late or not, out is it. So here I am. I got Christiana Ellis's files for Benjamin Franklin, so he's Casey Q, out. I got him over to her. Probably have to have some retakes just because of the nature of the game, but I got it out. I got it done. Today I need to work on calendar, and I need to focus on getting Quarter Share reissued. The time has come to stop farting around trying to get stuff taken care of. I need to just bite the bullet, make it as best I can, make it the best I can, and publish. I need to do that six times. Well, five times. Because I need to get the ebooks out working on Kindle first, and then I can worry about the rest. I've also got to get the EPUBs. But if I can get the Kindle versions, the EPUBs are just a step away, and I can sell the EPUBs directly. Actually, I can sell them all directly. But I have so many little details that are all spinning out of control. And the problem, I think my therapist nailed it yesterday. My problem is that I don't have my calendar updated. I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing. I don't know when anything is due. Everything is always due. My thoughts about my sister and life in general are consuming most of the day, every day. And while that's perhaps understandable, it's also counterproductive. So I need to stop letting it consume everything all the time. Part of the day, sure. All day, no. So we're going to get that taken care of. If I can get the calendar done this afternoon, and I'm really looking for a way to break up HTML files into sections. This seems like there ought to be a way to do it. I have written parsers before. It's not like I don't have the skills or the tools. I just need to do it. The question is, would it be faster to write the tool to break them all, or to just break them all by hand? The problem is, if I have to make a connection, I have to break them again. So there's that. Trying to think of what the best way to do that might be. PHP, perhaps. Write a little PHP script that will take a long HTML file, identify the chapter types, the chapter breaks. Since all the chapter breaks are all coded the same way, it should be pretty straightforward. Feed it a file and have it output other files. Derivative files. That seems like it ought to be pretty straightforward, but the problem with that is my knowledge, my sure and steady knowledge that seems like it should be simple enough, never is. So, yeah, What seems like shouldn't be more than a couple of hours task, and it would save me days of work. Some of these books are 30, 40 chapters long. Captain Share itself, I think, is like 60 chapters long. find a section, copy it out, paste it in a boilerplate, save. Find a section, copy it out, paste it in a boilerplate, save. Doesn't sound like that would be like such a long task, but the problem I have is getting lost, so that, you know, I get partway down and then I lose my mouse selection, so that I don't have the copy to paste from. It's kind of a pain in the butt. My nose is going to run. But we're coming up on 5:30 November, and I haven't put out a book since the beginning of October, and that has to stop. I've got to get a book out. So perhaps what I'll do is make the corrections in quarter share, get quarter share out, let it settle a bit. While that's working on that, I'll work on the tool that will help me parse these long files into pieces. Work out well. I hope the wind filter's working because it's a bit breezy. And I'm trucking right along, right head into the wind here. I'm ready for my lunch. And thank you, all of you, for the words of encouragement, particularly those of you who sent me emails who said, you know, you really need to walk. Even if you don't talk, you need to walk. Thank you. You're right, I do. I'm here, I'm out. If I'm out, I'm going to talk. It's as easy as that. And I was tempted today just to walk and not talk, but nah. I got the bit in my teeth. I'm going now. Let's see how fast we can finish this. 17 minutes for the first mile. 17 and a bit. That's not bad. It's not a record, but it's not bad. Given the footing, there's a corresponding western reach beside the main busy highway that I don't talk on, that's actually in the shade. So the sidewalks there are still snow and ice covered, so it's not easy to walk on those. Perhaps tomorrow I'll cross the street where it's sunny. Should be clear over there. I just went past the monk post. I reached for it but was too far away and missed it. I was, almost went back, just to give you an idea of where my head is. OCD much? No, not really, but still. I think I mentioned the monk post. It's a It's a signpost with a reflector on it that's stuck in the middle of a double wide sidewalk. It's so that to discourage cars from driving on that double wide sidewalk and cutting off the corner. It's leaves two pedestrian lanes on either side, bicycle lanes on either side, but the car would it would meet the car right in the middle of the hood, so it's a bit of a deterrent, although I suspect, given the state of some of the bumpers around here, not a whole great deal of deterrent. It's just a little suggestion that perhaps you might not want to drive here. They also had to put up concrete traffic barriers along the property line back there to keep cars from driving through the field. So roads around here aren't so much designated paths as tarred suggestions. And if you've got a four-wheel drive, the will, and the need to be across town without making the loop-de-loop, there's dirt tracks that go from here to there, like it or not. Here we go. Sun is hot. Feels very hot against my face. It's midday, it's not surprising this should feel hot, but the snow is glaringly bright too, so I was not able to send the photograph. I'll send it as soon as I make it back to the house, but I couldn't see the picture, let alone, I could barely see the picture to take it, let alone see the Gmail dialog box where I fat finger the addresses in that I need to use. I send it to both TwitchPix, so it goes to Twitter, and to Flickr, which is where the blog picks up the photo. Oh, I have to reset too. I usually have my workspace set up so that I've got the audio, the editing, the tagging, the FTP, the blog post, Flickr, all open and ready to go. So all I have to do is sit down, plunk in, figure out what day it is, type a catchy title, a couple of lines of text, paste in the mileage, paste in the photo, add in the URL for the audio file, and publish. And it's usually because I have to wait to publish until the file actually appears, so that's where it gets sidetracked. Or I'll get the post ready to go, then go over, get the audio ready to go, and while I'm waiting for the audio to upload, I get distracted. And then lose the bubble until somebody says, "Hey, hit publish." Usually Tara Lee says, "Punch the button." Anita and John both give me Twitter clues that I've dropped the ball again. I can't thank you guys enough. I know it probably seems weird, but I really can't thank you guys enough for keeping me focused, refocusing me. I'm so easily distracted these days that these little reminders that, oh, by the way, you sent a picture. Do you have a walk? Oh, yeah, actually I do. Which is why I really like to send a picture before I start the walk. That way I know at least you guys have a flag that says, "Hello, he's out, he's walking. Expect an audio file in an hour or so." And when it doesn't show up, then you can remind me. I got my webmaster reminding me I have to put posts up. Put a post up on Ravenwood about Zephyr's Call. Doing an update on the fantasy site just yesterday, so I really need to do a post on NathanLowell.com so that I can tell people that the new books are ready to order. Yeah. It's little details. The problem, and I started this walk talking about all the different projects that I've got going. I've got Ravenwood. I've got Zephyr's Call. That both need, Zephyr's Call needs paper to start. Ravenwood needs a revision to the paper. Quarter share needs to be re-released under my banner. Half share, full share, double share. Editors, about a quarter of the way through Captain Share on the first cut now. I do have covers. I've paid for the covers. So that's sunk money that I need to recoup by selling more books. And I can't sell books if they aren't for sale, which is like kind of one of the problems. So I got to deal with that. So I've got the old books to get out, the new books to get out. I've got new stuff that has to be written. I've got to write The Gangster for Scott Sigler. I almost forgot that. I also have to read his story for Crime City Central again before the end of the year. They're waiting for me for a file they sent 6 weeks ago. I still have to do Zephyr's Call's patio book in audio. Get that so that that's hitting all of the people who are asking me about every week, where is Zephyr's Call? And, you know, Zephyr's Call is the patio book version of it, the audio version of it. Okay, that was good. 34 minutes, 15 seconds for the entire walk. Lap time 16:57, which is 17 minutes. So 2 17-minute miles. Yes. 17.5-minute miles. But that's better than 19. It's better than 20. That's better than sitting on my butt festering, which is what I've been doing for the last week. So let's see if we can't keep this string alive. And that notation, by the way, means I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and I will talk to you then.